call a cow pen.
Mm-hmm.
Where they would pen the cows when they come in and eat. My father used to have to go out and bring them in the afternoon. They would let them out in the morning, and they would go out in graze, and in the evening you had to go and look for your cows. And that was sickening to me, don't seem like, because I thought it was really with mine, they would never get out, because I wouldn't have to go through with him. He'd have to sometimes go late in the evening and travel distance on foot looking for them.
Oh, they weren't fenced in?
Well, they were at night, you see, but then they were allowed to roam in the daytime.
Uh-huh.
And they could travel, you know, they might be 10 miles, 4 or 5 miles, I think, from where you turn them loose.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have to go in and bring them in every evening. I don't know why that seemed like it, you know, I don't know. Well, I don't know if it was done every evening. Maybe it wasn't done every evening, but on occasion they were loose. And they would go out and roam around. But see, in those days, they had what they called a, everyone have a fence. They didn't have, like, we have no fence law now. We have what we call no fence. It's not required. And if you, well, when it came out with the no fence law, you had to go out and get all your animals out of the woods, because there were people who had animals that were out there belonging to them, horses and cows and pigs and whatever, and they could just roam. But then again, everyone had a fence around that place. If they had a garden, the fence
mm-hmm.
was around it.
Mm-hmm.
But now you can just plant in the open, and all you have to worry about is the rabbits and the deer and so forth, the wild animals.
Mm-hmm.
And all of the animals, like farm animals, they're not roaming the area of the woods now like they used to.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So
they have them fenced in.
They are fenced in. If they have very few that you would see, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But when my father came along, it is, you know, they turn them loose and let them roam.
Mm-hmm.
And most of them had bales on them. They would put a bale on that cow so they can, you know, and some of them had, I don't know how they could tell, but I couldn't, you know, all the bales sounded alike to me. Because I found, you know, bales that fell off a cow down the road and stuff, and I brought them home, old cow bale. But every time he moved, the bell would ring. So
yeah.
Therefore, you would know. You didn't have to run right up on him to find him. You could hear the bell ring. They would go out and bring those cows in there and put them in the pen.
Mm-hmm. What kind of fences would they have around there?
I would imagine it was board, you know, or posts or something, like rail fence. You know,
mm-hmm.
Most of the rail fences were more popular in those days than wire fence. Now, since everybody had wire fence.
Would they be made out of just raw logs,
split, or poles, or something, you know, round poles like that, just a real fence.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
Maybe board or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What about the place right around the barn? Was that fenced in?
No. Basically not. But when we came along, the whole place was fenced in. I could see we had fence around the whole, my mother and my father, you know. It was a fence around the whole area.
Uh-huh.
But then again, it was required. If you plant anything in your yard or garden or even had flowers, and you had to have your gates at each end of the yard, you know, you'd have to leave it. And on occasion, someone would come in and leave the gate opening. It wasn't unusual to walk out your house at night in a cow. You almost walk into one of them, you know, things like that. And the cows would come in at night and eat your vegetables that you had planted.
Uh-huh.
And it was just, you know, and you know, most vegetables, you know, if you eat once you eat the top of them, that's it.
Yeah.
You know, they don't grow back.
Yeah.
So you just lost that year, or you plant them again.
Mm-hmm.
But we've had that to happen. Someone hogs would get out and come in our garden and up and tear up, especially the sweet potatoes and things like that, you know. But then in those days, if he was to let you, if it was a neighbor, and you know, you would just tell him, he would try to, you know, somehow or another, he couldn't exactly pay you back, but he would say, well, when my stuff is ready, I'll just give you some of mine.
Yeah.